When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
No Isaac, no Souk. Short show. We've got Indiana Notre Dame coming up right here on The Fan. It will be fun regardless of the results because this game is to advance. Let's go. Winner gets to play Georgia. How's that for a prize? Carson Beck's elbow stays hurt. That's not going to be that bad. But for a chance to go and win, Ryan Buckley, one of the things that people often tell me when I mention that I work for 1080 The Fan that I get to do shows with Ryan Buckley, they're like, I love that guy. He's such a delightful degenerate.
Is that what they say?
Yeah. Nice. He's such a delightful degenerate.
Yeah.
Have you made your bets on all of these games, or do you have your picks in? Are they submitted? Have you already announced them all?
I have not announced anything, but...
Now's the time to do it, brother. There is no more airwaves until the games are played.
That's right.
So I
did spend a little time this morning placing a couple wagers.
Okay.
I like Notre Dame tonight. I like Notre Dame to cover.
Okay.
So I think they win. I actually got 6.5 on that, so I just like them to win by a touchdown.
Okay.
Big picture.
6.5. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
It's going to be low scoring. What's the over-under on this one?
50.5.
50.5. You touch that at all? I think that
So here, here's the thing, and I'm not touching that one. I was listening to a podcast. There's a term in some gambling circles that people refer to as snowvers, and those are when snow is present, the public automatically thinks under.
Sure.
But there's more data to suggest that wind and rain are detrimental to scoring
more
than,
so than snow.
And that really, this where the snow has the biggest impact is on the footing of defenders who are trying to react. So you end up actually getting some kind of track meet action when two offenses are dialed in. So I'm not thinking that this game is going to be that anyways, just based on these two teams and their styles of play, but not always the case that snow equals under. Go with the snover.
The snover. Are you betting the snover?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just betting the Irish.
Like the idea of it. All right, the Irish at 6.5.
A couple other things that I dabbled on. There was I thought this was a fun one. You can bet on which quarterback will have the most yards in the college football playoff.
In the entire tournament. So a win obviously gives you that, and this is...
And the teams with buys, potentially one less game if they make the championship to work
sure.
with.
So is this all yards from scrimmage?
Yeah, correct. Okay. So I'll give you the odds. Who do you think the number one... Odds to have the most yards in college football playoffs.
I'm trying to think of dual threat quarterbacks.
Sorry. This is just passing yards. You said.
Oh yeah.
You said yards from scrimmage. No, this is just passing yards.
Ooh, just passing yards. Is it Will Howard?
He is second. It's Quinn Ewers.
Yeah.
+140 for Ewers, +325 for Howard.
Yeah.
Drew Allers +525, and then you get Gabriel at +675.
Okay. Yeah, because Quinn Ewers is interesting because he's getting a lot of doubters out there. And,
right.
Yeah, so that's...
And of course, being the 5 seed, they're the best team with an extra game
to
play.
Sure, and and they play the 12 seed, and they have the easiest path with Arizona State afterwards.
I think the Ducks are going to make the championship, so I sprinkled Gabriel on there because I thought the value
was good. Give me the numbers one more time.
So it's Quinn Ewers +140.
Okay, yeah, don't touch that.
Will Howard +325. That's
a little better, but yeah.
But of course, he's got to get through Oregon. Otherwise, yeah, you don't get enough.
Yep, absolutely.
Drew Aller plus 525, I think, is interesting.
See, yeah, that's the one that, because, I mean, you go SMU, Boise State. So if you're looking at where the path is likely, yeah, I can see that. But the trouble with that is if you have a team that you feel like is better, you're not going to be throwing the ball a lot. So where are the shootouts going to exist in the first round?
Good question.
Is interesting. And if, I mean, what kind of action can you get on Cade Klubnik?
So Klubnik is 18-1.
Okay.
So if you like Clemson to make a run, then...
Well, but even if... So I guess my thing is, if Clemson makes a run, how do they do it?
Right.
And that would be the big question on there, is they're more likely to be playing in a shootout against Texas.
Right.
And if they're going to win, I would expect it to be a little bit more of a shootout. I don't think that'll be a ground-and-pound game. It's going to have the nicest weather for the first one, even though... The snover's a real thing, apparently. So that one might be interesting to me. I can see a little bit of that going that way. And 18-1, what do you have to put out there? Not much to get a big return.
No. Then, like, if you like... The other one that's, I think, interesting is the Notre Dame quarterback. I think like their path. So just by virtue of potentially playing four games. But Riley Leonard's 25-1.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily think that he's the best quarterback or the best passer here, but just based on potential opportunity, it's another interesting number.
Yeah, well, and Kevin Jennings, the reason I was asking about, because he's your dual threat. I think he's your biggest dual threat is the SMU quarterback, sure. Kevin Jennings. But then making a run is going to be difficult, too. So right. Either way, that's a fun bet. So you've got
I sprinkled Gabriel there at plus 675. I thought was a good one.
I think so.
Value-wise, at least.
All right. Do you have any other action for round one on the games?
Yeah, so I teased some of the games because I wanted to get the lines a little better. So I've got a teaser that includes Notre Dame and Penn State. So it's a 6-point teaser, brings Notre Dame down to, they have to just win by one, and Penn State has to win by less than a field goal.
Okay. So. Okay. What kind of action can you get if you just take all the favorites? That seems to be the consensus.
If you take all the favorites to win,
yeah,
you can get 2-1 odds. So okay. So if you get all four games, all four favorites win outright without even having to cover the spread, you can get 2-1 odds.
Yeah, okay. And then covering the spreads, you're going to get a lot more return. But then what are the spreads on the games?
So, you got the one tonight, what got down to 6.5 is now back at 7.
Okay.
Then the first one tomorrow, Penn State's favored by 8.5 against SMU.
Okay.
Then you have the 1 o'clock game in Austin, Texas, is favored by a dozen against Clemson.
That's a big number.
That's a big number.
Yeah, especially for it's like they don't need to try to run away with this game. I mean,
right? Yeah, okay. And that's just it. Is it, the other people have said that part of the reason we may not have seen very much Arch Manning recently, despite some struggles from Quinn Ewers, is that Sark is kind of waiting till they really need him.
Yeah.
To give a bunch of other teams, you know, that.
Yeah,
book.
You don't want a bunch of tape.
And so if
they're trying to Tua. Arch?
Maybe, but if they're playing with a lead in that game, there's a chance that they don't really open it up.
It makes sense.
And they've got a good, stout defense.
Great defense.
Yeah.
What, they allow 10 points per game?
Yeah, and I think they have the best passing defense in the country. They're like,
they're
like 18 picks to 4 passing touchdowns allowed or something. It's crazy.
Let's go. And then Tennessee, Ohio State?
The Buckeyes favored by a touchdown.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of points. Like, if you were to parlay that whole thing.
I kind of like the idea of teasing Clemson and Tennessee. So just adding points to their total, you can get like Tennessee plus 14 and Clemson plus 21-ish, somewhere around there.
Make it easy. Yeah. Look at you and your teases. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
exotic.
If you didn't write all that down, I'm sure that you can find the hotline to call Buck, and he'll give you all of his best
1-800-GAMBLER.
Nice work. All right. Well, we'll take one detour away from college football playoff because this is a very fun NFL weekend. There is a lot of chances to settle things up, but I want to get your perspective on the rest of the year because I don't think you and I will do a show before we get to the playoffs. So I want you to tell me who's in, who's out, and the way you think's going. So we'll let Buck give everybody some insight into the future of the NFL. We do it next prime time. Luke and Buck on 1080 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.